participate, disrupting. And like, I've thought of a revolving thing often where when there was really a serious situation, some people going. And searching people going in and acting as security in case somebody jumps up with something. And Ruth and Alan Nadine were going to go with me. And I've been afraid, I realized, to ask people in the workshop who would go.
Can I ask exactly what's happening? I'm not sure, but is this a hearing in Washington and you're afraid that somebody's going
to... It's not a hearing, it's a speech at Catholic University that's going to be an indictment of the church. At Notre Dame, I was being friendly.
Oh, you haven't said anything yet. I
haven't even said anything yet.
T-Grace, you said you went to court.
I didn't go to court.
No, you said there was a court hearing today.
The students took the church to court, restraining them.
Restraining the church.
From blocking.
Blocking Rio from speaking. And they won. Apparently.
The students won, but the students refused to understand if this has anything to do with feminism.
Can I ask you about these death threats? What is that for exactly? Don't speak or else we'll do something to you.
It's the same kind, but it's a little more hysterical. They have sick fantasies, sexual fantasies of how they're going to tear you apart. They are telling you they don't want you to go, that you are, they hate you because you are attacking the Catholic Church. You got nuts. You got to be a nut, first of all, to be, you know, too tied to it. You got religious fanatics, and the Church has stated publicly that as a matter of religious conscience, I am an enemy and a threat to the church. And for that reason, I must be prevented from speaking there. Now the church, the whole government of the church has taken a stand, which is somewhat of an encouragement to some of these people that they have nailed to the wall. And who, you know, with the twisted mind, feel that they might be doing a service to humanity to do something. Now, it can be any number of things. When we were over at Jones, and as I said, I never was political before feminism. That may be one difference. But I'd never seen searching. Six things. It was like incredible.
But were you searching? I'm still not. Were you searching these people as practice because you think somebody might try
practice
to
practice because we've never done it. In other words, the police are going to be there.
When is this going to happen?
Tomorrow. And, like, some of the things I thought about were, one, it's an ugly thing to face that things are that bad. It's also scary because women haven't ever done this before. It's kind of like making a statement already that things are really, like, they hate you guys, right? Also, there's the elitist problem, right? Ah, the star. I just wish somebody would share the planet. I would be so happy to turn over any dates I have with any Catholic universities to anybody who wants to go speak and tell them where it's at, because that's what this workshop's about. This is not totally unselfish on my part. I want other people shot at. And it means that people have to be searched, that anything they have to be put on the table. The women's liberation people there could guard the table. They don't even see there's any connection with that in the church. So I don't even know where they've been. I couldn't trust them around the corner. They're putting up loudspeakers outside. I've asked the women, all the women be seated first. So that should cut down on the problem, because it's always men who dish out the shit, partly because women aren't used to heckling as much. I'm sure many of them would do it if they...
Did you learn how to search better?
Yes.
The second time?
Well, especially after pulling out things.
You plan to search each and every person that comes into here?
Of course.
Has that ever been done before? Not familiar.
It's done all the time with serious political things. It's not ever, never been done with women.
A lot of times they put up an electronic device.
We can't afford that electronic.
No, I'm saying. She was asking
right,
to answer
right.
Her question.
Oh, I see. Well, the airlines do it, right? You get the death penalty.
I just never heard of anything. You know, it seems like such a serious thing, and I wasn't aware of it.
Well, the church, believe me, if you, I used to bring up Catholic comments, I would ask about the Inquisition. They would say, why do you have to bring up unpleasant things? You know, well, the Inquisition was definitely unpleasant. But I mean, like, there are so few women I realize that I can trust. There are very few women, like, I get a lot more and more of those people in the women's movement, probably because everything's falling apart and everybody knows quite what to do. I said, ask me, I'm trying to. Nobody wants to do anything that's going to offend anybody. If they're afraid of their sisters looking at them with that hate, right? And it's really.
So you need volunteers. Why were you in some tests before the workshop?
I could see the arguments. I know how hard it has been, and I know how. I don't know how to describe it. When I heard these things, I feel not exactly sad. I feel sort of like not as that makes sense. But it's a very it's sort of sad and sort of heavy to face. I mean, you really see that power hates you, really hates you, and that they regard the slightest peep from one woman as intolerable, which gives me a clue. Chances are most women feel this way because people haven't hit the church. Now, I think the people who were in the workshop last time, this is really what the tools are about. You don't mean to get into this, but then somebody tells you what you figured out, and you know it's the truth. Somebody says, you better shut up, and your pride won't let you shut up. But I was afraid, and I am, you know, I'd also be elitist charge, even though I think it's very important that it's like the argument about being an audience. I've had people call me and say, I think I'm too important now to be in an audience. I've never felt that way. I think it should be, like, I would be happy to go with somebody and do the same thing. But I know the problems in the women's movement. So I'm almost more afraid of the women's movement and to face the truth about that, even though my doing this workshop is taking a lot of it, than the Catholic Church and the opposition. Because the women's movement can hurt you much more. So I wondered about people's resentments, people's. It's really a different level. I know I felt it was a different level, so I have to assume other people are going to feel it's a different level. And our people, if the women's movement hasn't hit the church, there's a reason. People know what's out there. Why? Why haven't they hit it? And the reason they haven't hit it would very likely show up in asking people to go with you. In terms of searching people, that means men and women. It means it's a different level. I know I don't lose. Right. It's a different statement, and it's a different admission to yourself about really how the world feels about you. They don't. I mean, I am an individual. I mean, I'm nobody. It's not something to them. This is this bitch who had the nerve to tell, and I was nice at Notre Dame. Who had the nerve to say the Catholic Church has a lot of blood on its hands. They have to make an example of that. And anybody who's with you, you better believe you're going to be on the pig list. Super pig list. Because you're another bad thing. This is somebody who also has to be watched and taught a lesson. It's a very different level. Now, I know how calls I've gotten have affected me. I mean, it's not a very nice world. Very ugly. And it's so tied in with so many things that you thought before, you know, either were pleasurable or other things. I mean, it's very. So, but I, as I said, feminists have called me. But I would not trust them. Partly because I've seen them in front of pigs. You know, I mean, all of a sudden, the little girl look, right? And we need like 10 people. And if they're not from here, I can try in Washington, but it's going to be very hard. Cannot trust the people there. Well, we don't know, and we have to ask people and see how people really feel.
Who's going? Well, can we? Yeah, can we? Okay, this is the first I even knew that this is what we were talking about.
No. Here. I think I'll call this tomorrow.
Well, let's talk and see how people feel.
Let's talk about exactly, you know, let's be realistic about this. I think that a lot of things seem good in the plans, but they just don't seem to be carried off the same way now. The first thing that I think of is searching everybody coming in to hear this speaker, no matter how controversial. It's going to make people want to try to, you know, see if they can get around things anyway. It's going to cause more of a commotion than the whole thing that you're going to say anyway. And how well, this is just what I'm thinking, you know, practically speaking.
You've never seen this stuff?
I don't know anything about this. This is all new to me. Maybe I'm naive or something, but, you know, I've never been in this type of situation. How long would it take? Situation?
How long would it take? Impression of women, see?
Have you ever been searched?
No, I don't know. I just can't actually
really understand.
No.
Maybe that's why you don't understand women are oppressed.
Maybe that's all. But maybe I also don't understand what it is you're going
to
say, what the whole situation is, and what I'm going to be fighting for, and how
long
I'm
going to be doing is saying the truth that I'm going to document with the power of the Catholic Church and what it has done to women and bringing it. Lay it out. That's all.
Okay. Now, can I ask how you plan to, search these people? This is going to be at the university.
Catholic University.
And all the people that are going to come, are they going to know that you are concerned that there are threats and that there will be...
Publicity has been going on with headlines since Saturday. Everybody in the area knows that the Catholic Church has banned me and that I am a vicious, terrible person who should be eliminated in some way or other. Right? Everybody in the area. Now, this has never happened. So there's not going to be any doubt in anybody's mind, nor would anybody be surprised. People search. Now, generally speaking, men do this. This would be the first time women ever did it.
This would be kind of fun searching women personally, but you know.
Well, that would be very bad.
You know, I think
it would
be kind of funny. You know, that's the only way I could think of it.
That's not funny.
No, listen, I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this. This is personally very new to me, and you know, it seems funny in a way that, you know, somebody's going to be speaking, and we're going to have people coming in, and we're going to be searching them, and you know. Maybe I just don't think badly of people. I don't know. Maybe this is a part of my paranoid defense mechanism. Then I can say, well, see what happens.
I personally think that you're very, very naive in this respect because, like, there have been things in newspapers for years, you know, about, say, for an example, the Hells Angels, who have their girls with huge hairstyles and knives stuck in their hairstyles. Now, have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of the Hells Angels. I
don't know about okay, so it's like that's just one small. Thing.
I'm sorry
okay.
if I'm not familiar with it. I think the thing people think
well,
is
against
me. Honestly, no,
I'm
not
holding it against you. You don't understand that. I'm explaining something to you. I'm not holding it against you. I mean, if you're not aware of this. Maybe that's.
I'm not aware of it. Something else is that I hardly know you at all, and I don't know what you're speaking about, and I don't know what I'd be looking for or what I'm fighting for. Now, you know, I seem to think, well, you know, I have sort of a choice. Either I'm a coward or I go, and, you know, I'm going for what reason?
Well, this
I don't know.
Could be a problem because Marlene was going to say that. This could be a problem with you're not thinking or understanding women are oppressed. When people resist oppression, the oppressor don't like it. And he pushes back and looks at the mic.
Yeah, I think that this conversation right now is being devious because the fact exists that this is a threatening situation for Chikres and it's a threatening situation for all women. And if any of us are going to go to Washington, I think that we've got to cut the bullshit right now and sit down and talk about exactly what we're going to do. If we're going to be a security force, I want to know what's expected of me. It has to be planned in exact detail so that we don't make any slip-ups.
Well, we know what the building looks like. We know what the exits are. The people there, I talk to them. As I said before, I've recognized, not just like at Notre Dame, I use campus pigs. And I say pigs for pigs, right? Anybody mess. But this is the first time where it's out in the open political, and you can't trust anybody around there. The thing is, one, there are four exits. The people have to be searched, because what the church is going to do now, they lost in court, they had a Catholic judge. But the lawyer for the students made clear that, well, he didn't agree with my views. So we'll deal with him. Just say, by the way, so-and-so wasn't a lawyer for me. Right? We were like days to prevent this. Terms of saying certain necessary things. So in that sense, that's why I'm saying that the people who go are into a much heavier thing than protecting me. You're going to be marked with the same thing. It's not, I mean, if you were protecting me in that way, first place, you can't do it. Somebody has a long-range rifle and think they can get me. I understand that. That's not the point. The point is whether we fight. Just like I know when people, I'm getting a gun permit. They've denied me a gun permit for years. I'm going to fight to the courts for a gun permit because when I get these threats, I know, like, this lawyer said, what make you feel better? I said, I know they can get me anytime they want me. It's important to me psychologically that I get a few shots off. You know, I mean, it's just important that I am not just sitting there waiting for it. And maybe that sounds crazy, but I mean, I really hate that whole passive martyr thing. I mean, it's a fight, and I want to put up my share of it. Not that you think that you can stop it. Nobody can protect me there. But there's a certain statement that can be made. We understand that this is an attack on feminism, and there's going to be more and more resistance. That's why the people who are there are going to be marked down as more important in terms of they have to get.
Like showing like what the whole purpose of this workshop is to get tools, and if we can't like start it, I mean, it could take another 2,000 years before another person comes along who can do this again.
If 15 more weeks. 15 more weeks, and then I'm going to go on vacation to Catholic University. But that's the point. The point of this workshop, you know, it's gotten more and more complicated to me. The things that came out last time was like a political event. I mean, all the reasons, you know, I thought one people didn't know how, but I knew that wasn't all, because it wasn't that difficult. I mean, it's not complexity at all. Just checking out, like, how many counterexamples do you allow? What is the difference between two counterarguments in terms of strength, and what is too strong to accept before you say you have to discard your theory because it isn't holding up? The miracle thing is a certain classic kind of argument. Like, for instance, other things that are unprovable, like biology. Well, it's biology, that's a miracle. They call it, right? But it's also that this is what the tools lead to. And many times, I hate to write because I always discover something and it's frightening to me because I think it's not time so much to scale. It's like having to let go of more and more in terms of life and what it's going to mean for you. And like how people really feel about you. Maybe, you know, people in power, how they really, I mean, it's a terrible thing because you have less power. So that you have less self-confidence, and that you see that they really hate you. And what are you going to do? And that's why people manage to avoid seeing there's any connection between the Catholic Church and the oppression of women. Like there were only 2/3 of the people in the court were men, 1/3 women. And none of them understand that it has anything to do with feminism. It's incredible. And certainly it's going to be rough when I lay out the documentation I've got. Because I really thought, okay, Notably, I laid it out generally. Now I've got that I'm giving the figures, the total documentation of how the Catholic Church controls the political power in this country economically, and where they blackmail, where they politically corrupt. They're not going to like it. So, but then we leave.
You said something about there would be facilities for us to sleep. Trusting people.
Well, once it's over, I mean, it turns over to the Russian people. Or it could be other people through each other. I think the danger is before.
Am I getting an abortion?
Well, people can choose what to do, I mean, but if they're not coming to the place, then people could stay, and certainly, I'm not going to stay. I don't think there's going to be a problem with questions and answers. It's going to be an indictment. And then you just say, you know, because they have to figure out, they're all members of the church. And the point is that the church, its government, or its members, are were indebted by this, and either you get out of the church, or you're an accomplice. What's there to discuss? They better ask themselves some questions. This is going to be a discussion for your mind. So I would think that it would be over.
Okay.
century and like, well, we have numbers of all the people who are going to go. We can get in touch with people if one is much a bit earlier than 6 o'clock at Merritt. It's easy to park at Merritt, it's just parking. I'm just going to start calling people more. I think that's 6 o'clock. That's all of us, right? Yeah. And her apartment is 10 o'clock, was it 6? It's a very large, one of those block complex things.
Is it going in? Is it northwest or
thank you. arguments on rules of evidence in terms of scientific theory. It has some interesting arguments, and it would be something that's an anthology of paperback you could get. So that we can talk about building theories and your first premise and the notion of class we have to talk about. Even if we're not building them, we have to talk about because it's very central. But what is a class? How do you define a class? How do you make subsets? Subsets obviously have a lot to do with your problem and think about some possibilities, but your first premise has to be absolute. One is if it's circular, which doesn't help too much, unless you can think of one that would work and if you can draw it from. Think about the first premise that you can make that you could find incontrovertible evidence for, and what would constitute incontrovertible evidence. Very useful to any feminist theory. Keep in mind, feminist theory dealing with the overhead population is the reference. So you have to think the best way. Think also about how you feel about iron for your theory construction. You can't hear those injuries. Oh, what do you think about not allowing any counter examples? Or theory? You think this is not done. You think that's going too far. You think that it is justifiable for political theory. Do you think that, see, you have many political concepts that are very common around, which is the best good for the best norms. Now, what if you have a situation where, okay, people press a ship in the middle of the ocean, sinking, the radio's out. If you get a new tow to the radiation force in the air, they can't last very long. You have three lifeboats. If you overload those lifeboats, they will sink. You have 300 people on board. You can safely get out 100. Is it justifiable to take those 100 out? And how would you choose? Political theoretical problem. It's never dealt with. It's not the problem. Political theory is very soft. This is what I'm calling defining. Just I'm going to get everything in right. Just in case. This is political theoretical problem. It's the kind of thing you're up against when you're talking about numbers. That's as long as you get left on the ship. Later. So that's the same argument. In other words, maybe the next 10 years, telling themselves how right it was, and then things so, and actually they were the bravest, because they took much more courage to stick around, that those people went on the boat and can't argue with you anyway.
Well, if they told them to get left with the phone, they would be pushing them over again to the children.
Well, that's also interesting. Yeah. You have 100 counterexamples. What about that shady area? Enough so that you're bound to have another large body that's jeopardized. So the grounds or justification for a counterexample are very good. Anytime you say, well, this woman would not fit into that definition of the class, you say, why? Well, then we go to the law descriptions and you say, generically, why? And is it likely that you're in a genre of law? I really think we're getting down to something.